Hello, hello everybody. Welcome to Tea Time with Effie. This is officially the first episode of season 2. Y'all know that we have taken a break since, was it December? Yeah, December sometime, mid-December, when we ended off season 1 with a reviewing of the book by Barbara Kingsley, which was entitled I Am Human. And I decided to take a break and, you know, just think up new topics for season 2 instead of continuing with season 1 and ending up having lackluster episodes and topics, if you all know what I'm saying. So I am so glad to be back. I've had a good rest. I have came up with quite a few topics for this season, thought up a few people which we will be having as guests on the Tea Time with Effie podcast. And this season is going to be just as fun and entertaining as season 1, but we are going to try and have more guests on this season. I'm thinking of having between, let's say, 5 to 8 speakers on here. But I'm not going to tell y'all when they're going to come through. That is going to be a surprise. Y'all know I like to keep y'all on your toes. And believe that season 2 is back with a bang. Effie is here. Effie has not forgot about y'all. I'm so grateful. You know, I have been looking at my statistics on the app that I use, Anchor, since I have, you know, ended season 1. And I see the numbers are still going up strongly of people listening and tuning in from all around the world. And I am just so grateful. Y'all know I'm so grateful. This podcast would not be what it is without y'all's support. Whether you're from South Africa, America, United Emirates, Singapore, or wherever in the world you are. Thank you so much for tuning into Tea Time with Effie. And like y'all know, before we get into today's episode, we're going to start off like we start every episode. Whether you're laying on your bed listening to me with your earphones, you might even be in your car and have me on the surround sound listening to me while you're driving. Or maybe you're in the grocery or the liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. And without any further ado, let's dive straight into today's episode. Episode 1, entitled New Beginnings with a Cup of Tea. Now, y'all, let me speak on myself for a moment. Y'all know, like, I am always the type of person that will always... Not really. Oh, hold on. Effie, just be real. Yeah. I'm the type of person that overthinks everything. You know? Applying for a job. Starting to speak to new people with regards to relationships. Like, there is this innate, I don't know if that's the word, but here is this type of anxiety or fear within me whenever I go into a new thing, whether it's working, whether it's a relationship, whether it's even wanting to make new friends. This is something that I have been struggling with since I was a little baby. I remember when I was in kindergarten or creche, like they say here in South Africa, I always had trouble making friends. I had the worst trouble making friends. Now, there is a difference though, because if somebody came up to me and started speaking to me, I would immediately start speaking to them as if I know them for a long time. But me going up to somebody and just starting a random conversation, whether as a child, a teenager, or an adult today, it's very difficult for me, especially if I don't know you or don't really, really know you. Like, I know in the LGBT community, I know a lot of people here in Cape Town, a lot of them, but some of them, I am still a bit, I think the word is apprehensive about speaking to them because we, how do I say, we don't connect on, you know, that really bonding level. I don't know if I'm making any type of sense, but in my head, it does. Like, if I were to speak to my drag mama, Peyton, that's different. Or if I speak to Auntie Licious, it's different because, you know, I know them for a long time. However, when I am on the streets or in a restaurant or wherever, and somebody comes up to me, let's use the name Diana Ross, I would be able to say, hey, Diana, how you doing? All these things. But eventually, I would run out of things to say because I wouldn't know what to speak to this person unless that person is able to keep the conversation going. Because like I say, I have trouble really or struggle of really opening up to people at first hand and really embracing them as a friend or as a partner. And that takes me into this first chapter of today, which is new relationships. Now, y'all know I have been single since I started off with Tea Time with Effie last year. And season one I'm talking about. And it has been very refreshing. I have had time to really get to know myself better. Y'all know that I had done the brain detox by Dr. Caroline Leaf and just getting rid of any form of toxicity or toxic rumination, toxic friends and toxic things that was in my mind keeping me back from moving forward. Now, when it comes to relationships, that was exactly the same. Like, I know when, after I'd come out of my last relationship, you know, people start messaging you on Facebook or Instagram and all these things, and I would just be like, hold up, I ain't ready for this, I had just come out of a relationship, I need to do me, you know what I'm saying, which is normal for most people, but for me, I like to think about everything. You're not going to come into my DMs and start speaking to me, trying to tell me, hey, Effie, you're so pretty and all these things. Would you like to be in a relationship with me? How you going to be in a relationship with me if we don't even know each other? Y'all know what I'm saying. So when it comes to going into relationships, I always think about the risk. You know, there is great risk with opening yourself up to somebody, letting them in, letting down your guards and breaking down those walls that was built up by previous relationships not working out and allowing somebody new to come in. Now, babies, I need to keep it real with y'all. Y'all know I like to keep it real with y'all. If you have been speaking to somebody for quite a few months, I think just like 2 months after I had come out of my last relationship and you know what? The first time we started chatting to each other, we connected on so many different things. Like, literally, we were friends on Facebook for a long time. But eventually, when he messaged me and we started chatting, I found out, you know what? He's an Aquarius too. And we are both very much into the star signs. We have similar bad traits, similar good traits. And I remember in that, while we were chatting to each other on that day, he had said to me, Effie, hold on, I don't know what is going on here, but this feels a little bit too weird for me. I think what we're going to need to do is take a break from chatting, at least for a week or two or three or whatever, and we can start chatting again after that. I said, you know what? That is fine, because I was thinking that too, and I don't think I'm ready to go into a relationship as yet. And the way you is making me feel, it's making me feel like I could fall for you rather quickly. So let us take our time, like, Rihanna sings, baby, if you're willing to wait, we can just take our time. So I had said that to him, and he was like, you know what, Effie, that is fine. Let's do that. Anywho, since that time, we have been chatting to each other every single day. The fear of allowing this person in has now already, you know, moved. Not completely moved away, but like has started to settle, you know what I'm saying, to allow me to let my guard down and tell him more about the type of person I am in drag, the type of person I am out of drag. He knows about my family, I know about his. He knows that I have finished my degree. Yes, babies, I finished my degree last year. The bitch is graduating in the next few months. And we know everything about each other. And it feels really good. You know what I'm saying? When you connect with somebody on that level. Now, y'all got to know, there is another thing that scares me a bit about this, because first of all, we're not in a relationship yet, we're not in a relationship at the moment. We have not met each other because of the COVID situation. His mama has been infected a few months back, and because of that reason, we decided, you know what, let's just take a break, especially when South Africa was put on level 3 lockdown again. We said, you know what, because we was going to, you know, meet each other, I think sometime in December, if I'm not mistaken. But that was when the numbers really started going up, and every second or every day you hear about new people passing away that you know. And it started to scare us. So we was just like, you know what, let's take our time with this. Let's really take our time with this. But we are both putting ourselves out there and allowing ourselves to feel things, you know, for each other. And I said to him, remember, we have not met each other. It's very different when people connect over social media than when they meet face to face. Because I had said to him, the person that I am on my DMs, very confident, very, I can speak to anybody and all of those things. But when it comes to meeting somebody face to face, I become very shy. I'm very withdrawn, even though I talk a lot when I'm shy, which is crazy. It's like the walls that was broken down get built all the way back up. And now I need to look with you with my glasses on and make sure that the person that you portrayed while we was chatting to each other online is the same person that you is in real life. Because y'all know how it is. There's some catfishes out there. There's people who pretend to be who they aren't. And I'm not about that. I don't play like that. Once I allow somebody in, best believe that I am going to put my best foot forward, and I am going to allow that person to slowly creep into my heart and all of those things. You know what I'm saying? All those good things. Now, let me tell y'all this. We have started to have arguments on the social media about little things. And there was even one situation where we got so mad at each other. I can't even remember what it is. And we both was just like, you know what, let's just cancel this entire thing. Let's forget about each other. Both ended up crying. And and it was like, oh my God. When he started crying, I was like, dang, this guy really feels some type of way about me. And somehow it was almost like that reassurance that I needed to really continue chatting, you know, with him. And I said to him, you know what, I can see that you really feel some type of way about me. I really feel that type of way about you too. So let's just take a break from this channel. Let's calm down before we, you know, say something that comes out incorrectly in the heat of the moment. So that's all I want to tell y'all about this business. I'm not trying to say his name. I, like I told y'all, I'm still currently single. We have not, he didn't ask me. I said to him, he said to me, Effie, so does this mean that we are now official? I said, baby, first of all, we didn't meet nobody. We didn't meet each other. And you didn't ask me. I said, I'm an old school type of bitch. If you want to have me, you going to ask me. Ask me to go into a relationship. Ask me if you want to get engaged. Put a ring on it. You know what I'm saying? You don't let me sit here and think to myself, am I in a relationship? Am I not in a relationship? No, baby. If you didn't ask me shit, then I am not chose. And you cannot claim me because I didn't say yes or no or anything to your ass. Y'all know what I'm saying. Anywho. So let's end off with chapter one with regards to new relationships and new friendships. And let's go straight into new endeavors, which is chapter two of this episode. Like I say, I'm the type of person, I always overthink everything, especially like since last year when I got my results advising me that I've passed my degree and knowing that, okay, Effie, you ain't a student anymore. You are now officially unemployed again. And, you know, going on to LinkedIn and sending my CV, you know, updating my CV and sending it out to different, you know, agencies and even, what do you call it? Agencies, companies, and what's this HR type agencies where you send your CV and they send it off to whoever they are recruiting for. While I was doing that, and still am, I'm very I'm not sure if pedantic is the correct word, but I will look at an advertisement of a job, and because what I have done is I have done a Bachelor of Arts in Language and Communication Studies, which covers journalism, editing, critical text analysis, and things like that. And then my second major was Women and Gender Studies. So obviously, as I was sending my CVs out to both career paths, you know, sending it to agencies like that deals with like NGOs or how do you say NPOs of gender related things, where that's around people who are members of the LGBT or what was the other thing, violence against women and things like that, because women and gender studies was probably my favorite module that I did in this degree, because I learned such a lot about how women, you know, have almost had to work two times or three times as hard to get the same recognition that a man does. And it even opened my eyes around the way members of the LGBT community had to do the same because of that type of stigma, you know, that is out there, whether you're lesbian, whether you're gay, whether you're drag queen, whether you're transgender, or whatever the hell you is. There's always a struggle. So I specifically looked at jobs that was gender neutral, you know, gender neutral type jobs where, you know, there wouldn't be any type of discrimination. If I were to go to work as Jody on Monday and decide to go to work as Effie on Tuesday, that I would not be getting any side eyes, you know what I'm saying? As long as I am dressed professionally and, you know, still look like I'm coming to work, then that is the type of jobs that I have applied for in the gender type jobs, as well as with regards to the journalism type jobs. I've even applied for, because I was a quality assessor in the call center a few years back, I applied for some of those roles to, you know, just in case the what do you say, the graduation jobs that I did takes a little bit longer. At least in the meantime, I would be able to do something that I actually have work experience in. So, like I said, been very pedantic about that, but also at the same time, working on, you know, content for the podcast. I am a broadcaster on this app called Big O Live, where I go live every single day. You can go live for like 3 hours a day, but you need to do 30 hours for the month. And we have targets, you know what I'm saying? We have targets of on the Big O app, there's a type of currency which they call beans. So when you start off, you need to make 5,000 beans in that month in order for you to earn $60. Then you can go on to the next pay level, which is 10,000 beans, and there you make $92. So that is what I am working for at the moment. And because it's a new year, they have given us an incentive. So if you make the 10,000 beans for this month, instead of $92, you're going to earn another $40 or $50 on top of that. And y'all know that's really good in South African rands, just for going live every single day, speaking to the people, watching you, making deals with people on the agency. Will you send me 500 beans and I'll send you 500 back? You know what? Exchanging beans with each other in order to help you reach your target. I've also done quite a few virtual lip sync shows on Big O. Was it last week? Not last week, the week before. I had done a Beyonce tribute on Big O. And baby's gonna tell y'all. I was busy performing my first set, right? I had 7 songs in the first set, and I decided, you know what, if you put on your catsuit. So I put on my gray snakeskin catsuit with the stones on it. And what I didn't realize is, because normally when I wear that, it's nighttime. Y'all know what I'm saying? And it's the nighttime. So I didn't realize that it was actually a little bit see-through. And Big O don't play like that. Big O very strict. They don't allow no pornography, no talking ill of other people, No, you cannot show sharp objects. You can't even cut your hair. They will ban you. They will send you a warning and tell you, you know what? You have done it one time. We're going to let it slide. You can log back in like in 30 minutes or whatever. So what had happened was, like I said, I was busy with my first set. And I was reaching the end of the set. And I remember that I was busy, like, check on it of Beyonce. Started playing, and I was busy, you know, performing or whatever, and all of a sudden, dish, I get a notification trying to tell me, Effie, you have been banned. Now, at this moment, you've been banned for 24 minutes. At this moment in time, I didn't know what I was banned for. I started messaging all the people who followed, not all the people, but few of my friends on Big O, and I told them, what did I do? They said, maybe it's the way you was dancing. You know, Beyonce danced very provocative and all that thing. So I said, you know, but it wasn't that crazy. I wasn't touching my body in any sexual type of way and anything like that. They said, you know what, if you just wait for the 24 minutes to end, you can come back and you just continue with the show. So as I was waiting for that 24 minutes to end, I got a notification from Big O as admin, and they had said to me, inappropriate attire. And that was when I took a picture of my catsuit. And I looked at the picture and I was like, oh, you actually can see my underwear through the catsuit. So I was like, oh, okay, that's good. And I was so grateful that they had actually sent me the message to let me know that it was the catsuit that was the problem. Because can y'all imagine if I had gone live after that 24 minutes was done, continued with my show, and they saw it again, they was going to ban me for a longer time. Because there's some people, babies, when I tell y'all, There's some people on this app, they be going crazy. People be doing it, they be doing the nasty. They be trying everything, and you know what's the craziest part? Those people earn so many beans on there, which end up being more than some people's targets for the month, and then eventually they get banned. Because like I said, Big O don't play like that. So coming back to the new endeavors, when I got approached on Facebook, actually, one of the agents on Big O had messaged me on Facebook and said to me, you know what, Effie, I've seen that you post a lot of your TikTok videos on Facebook. You should really come through to Big O. I thought it was a scam when he told me that they was going to pay me and all these things. I went on to the YouTube, I did my investigation, I found out, no, it's actually a real thing or whatever. And the first month I joined in the last few days of October. And on the second day after I joined Big O, I got a message from Tabang, who is my current agent on Big O. I belong to the agency called Wolfpack. And he said to me, Would you like to audition to be part of the Wolfpack agency? Then you can start making money and all these things. I said, yeah, sure, it's fine. So I was with my mama this day. We was doing shopping for my sister's wedding. And we stopped at Chinatown somewhere. I think it was in Milton. My mama went inside. I said to him, you know what? I'm available to do the audition now. I said to him, what am I supposed to do? He said, no, all you got to do is you got to put your phone in the light where your lighting is perfect and make sure that your network is perfect too, because the Big O admins is going to come into the video, check out your quality and all of those type of things, see how you converse with people on the app, and then they will advise whether you pass the audition or not. So I was like, okay, this is going to be nothing. Because like I said, I got this podcast. I can speak to y'all on here. I've been going live on Instagram and Facebook for a long time. And ain't nobody trying to pay me for going live on Facebook and Instagram. So I was just like, you know what? Go for this Big O thing. We went for it. It was good. I am currently in the, I think we're close to 100 people in our agency, and I, based on yesterday's stats, I'm currently ranked at number 11 in the agency. So clearly a bitch doing something right. And so yeah, that's what I've been doing in the meantime while sending my CV out. I'm looking for a proper 9-to-5. Type job, whether it's working from home or going into an office every day. I have been keeping busy on Big O because obviously with the corona and all these things, I'm a little bit skeptical about really performing in clubs or anything like that at this point in time, because bitch ain't trying to get sick. I have lost too many people that I know, both young and old, and being able to do what I love as both Effie and Jody on this Big O app and getting paid for it is really a blessing from above. And when I started doing it and people started gifting me, I had trouble believing that I deserve all this love that was coming through. And that's the same with relationships for me. I struggle with people giving me compliments or just believing in the good things that they say about you. I don't know what the proper word is, but it's just like it takes some time, probably because of my own insecurities that I struggle with things like this. I remember we was live on Big O probably in November. Yeah, in November. And there was this doctor from Brazil. His name is Dr. Rodriguez on the Big O app. And he's actually a dentist, and he started gifting me. And we was four girls on this multi-panel. He started gifting me, and I remember Mrs. Breezy, one of the girls, said, why are you just gifting Effie? And he said, because she got a beautiful smile. And I started blushing. I was like, shit, look at this here man sending me all these gifts because of my smile. And then eventually when we ended the live, I went into his profile and I saw that he was a dentist. And I was like, oh, it makes sense. So yeah, bitches, it's really building up my confidence in myself. He owns this bigger app. I mean, being able to, you know, here in Cape Town, I've been performing for, this will be my fifth year performing, but only to people in Cape Town, whereas on the Big O, I'm able to perform for people all around the world, and that has been really good and amazing, like getting recognition from people who live thousands of miles away. It's a beautiful thing, and it's good for your confidence, especially. But y'all, let me not continue too much with this episode. Y'all know once I start speaking, I don't know when to stop. But that brings us to the end of episode one, which is on new beginnings. Just to recap, we were speaking on new beginnings with regards to putting yourself out there, allowing somebody to creep into your heart and break down your walls to prepare yourself to possibly go into a relationship. And also new beginnings with regards to new endeavors of the type of work that you are doing, and believing that all the compliments and all the good things that you get is really meant for you. That is what I want to leave y'all with. When any good thing comes your way, believe that it is meant for you, whether it might be a blessing from God or whether it might be a blessing from the universe or wherever you pray to. Believe in that and continue to do what you do best, and treat others especially like you want to be treated yourself. But thank y'all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie today. I appreciate y'all, really. And like I always start and end every episode, whether you laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, whether you got me on your surround sound while you're driving in your car, or maybe you might be in the grocery or liquor store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Until next time, y'all be blessed.